This is The Christian Working Woman, and this week I want to tell you what I believe are the five greatest dangers you and I face in our walk as believers. I'm Mary Lohman, and here's the first one, self-sufficiency. If you buy into the common belief today that you are all you need, you're in great danger. Yet that's considered a very worthy and admirable attitude by many people. I well remember a conversation I had with a very successful businesswoman who climbed the career ladder very fast and very high and has earned lots of money and recognition. She said to me, "I don't need anyone but myself. I don't depend on anyone but myself. I have learned that you have to take care of number one and not rely on others." You know, even though she doesn't recognize it, she's in great danger because the facts are she is not self-sufficient, regardless of her track record or accomplishments. You see, we may be able to get by with our self-sufficient attitude for some time, and we may fool ourselves into believing it's true, but there will always come a time when you face the reality that you are not sufficient. Death certainly is one checkpoint that shows up the fallacy of self-sufficiency. The Bible says man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. This is one place for sure where we must admit our inability to help ourselves and place our trust totally in the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, His burial, and resurrection assure us that through faith in Him we can face death, knowing that beyond the grave is an eternity with God. But you can't do that on your own. No one is self-sufficient when it comes to dying. We're dependent on God. The Apostle Paul had to learn that he was not self-sufficient. Even though he was well-educated and had the right credentials and totally devoted to serving Christ, he faced a disability that showed him how insufficient he was. But he learned the great truth that God's grace was sufficient for him, for God's power is made perfect in weakness. If you want God's power to be made perfect in your life, admit your weakness, confess you are not self-sufficient, and know the wonderful freedom of operating in God's grace, which will be totally sufficient for you. I'm really glad you've joined us today, but for more flexibility, you can also find our devotionals in podcast form. If that's interesting to you, just check our website, ChristianWorkingWoman.org, and join me again tomorrow.